Let's speak now to Bruce Williamson. He's from the campaign group Rail Futures, and they are trying to make railways better for us. Bruce, good morning.
Hello.
So, you presumably know all about this story.
Well, I am aware of it. Yeah, it's this guy, he repaid £42,550, didn't he? You can't really imagine that if I stole £42,550 from a bank that the judge would say, OK, just pay it back and we'll let you off. So it does seem horribly unfair, doesn't it?
Now, regardless of him having to do the paying back or him doing that anonymously, settling out of court, whatever we want to say...
Yeah.
The fact that he was able to do that means that the system isn't working, or should we be working on trust?
No, I think you're right, the system isn't working. It's one of the things we have a great deal of concern about, because, you know, where the system is very porous and there are these loopholes, that means that there's revenue which is being lost, which means that there's investment which is being lost. And there's another sort of factor as well, because passenger numbers are calculated on the basis of how many tickets are sold.
Mm.
So if the figures are artificially low, that means that that line is deprived of investment, which means that there's worse overcrowding and so on. So everyone loses, really.
So if people are... So somebody from my team, for example, pointed out that the station that I get on and off at in the morning, I could technically not swipe my Oyster card in. I have never done that in my life, but apparently lots of people do. Are things being made? You use the word porous.
Yeah.
Are things being done to ensure that doesn't happen? Now, I know from time to time there'll be an inspector randomly who will check that you have, in fact, swiped your Oyster card.
Yeah, I mean that is the system. I think that the system depends on the fear factor that you might get caught when these random inspections happen. But you know, one of the concerns we have is about the level of staffing at stations and de-staffing of stations. And obviously, you know, where you've got absolutely no one there at the station, it's very easy not to swipe your Oyster card. That sort of human presence, it acts as a deterrent, and it also, you know, it makes the travelling experience so much better, because people feel safer where there's actually a human being on duty.
So that's obviously something that concerns you and your campaign group?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, another thing we campaign on as well is actually the level of fares. Now, obviously, you know, people, I've no doubt you'll have loads of callers saying it's outrageous, fares are the most expensive in Europe, which they are. And, you know, we would like to see more reasonable fares. And if fares were more reasonable, then people might feel less inclined to sort of try and find the loopholes to not pay. But that's very much in the hands of the government. The levels of fares is government policy.
Now, when these inspectors come and they scan your Oyster card...
Yeah.
Then do they actually know where you've got on and how much you should be paying, or does it just suggest that you've got money on your Oyster card?
No,
how does it work?
It does hold a record of where you've sort of tapped in and tapped out.
Mm.
Or at least Big Brother, you know, the big computer network has that information. So they can see where you've tapped in and tapped out. But what they can't see is where you haven't tapped in and tapped out, because obviously there's no record of that, unless they want to scour loads and loads of hours and hours of CCTV footage, which isn't really realistic. So, yeah, I mean, you've highlighted another flaw in the system, really, that, you know, you can get around it without leaving any record at all.
So you presumably want to see that those holes are blocked up.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do to make people more honest.
Well, actually, yeah, I mean, no, you can't. You can't change human nature, I suppose, other than, like I say, the fear factor. But, I mean, you know, you can have gates. There are some stations, as you know, where it's up to you on honesty to tap in and out, whereas other stations, they have gates where you have machines, so you have to physically sort of use your Oyster card to make the gate open and let you through. And that's another way of sort of tightening up the system.
So my station, it relies on honesty. And the fear factor of me being caught if I didn't do it is enough of a deterrent. Also, essentially...
Well, I hope you're an honest person anyway.
I am, actually. I am. And the only time that I did that, it was inadvertent at Finsbury Park when I just moved to London. And I felt like a total criminal.
Yeah.
I really did. And it's quite a big fine. But then again, Bruce... If you've managed to avoid this for months and months, even the fine they give you might be worth it. You still might have saved money.
Well, it might, yeah. I mean, it's interesting to contrast, you know, I made a rail journey yesterday. It's £1.50, and the ticket says, you know, if you get caught, we'll fine you £20 or twice the single fare.
Yeah.
And you can imagine, if this guy was charged twice a single fare for every journey he'd made, it would be hundreds of thousands of pounds, if not millions. You
exactly.
know? So he's got off very lightly.
Is there anything else that you, as a campaign group, are working on at the moment? Obviously, you want human beings to remain on stations.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a whole... I mean, do you want my wish list? You know,
I'm just quite interested, because it affects us all when we commute
in
London.
I mean, the issues across the network are overcrowding and the level of fares.
Mm.
And just more generally, we have a huge backlog of investment in the railways, you know, and we're always, it seems, playing catch-up. So there's some very, very welcome investment coming in, you know, things like the electrification of the Great Western and Crossrail and so on, which is all great. But, you know, by the time that's finished, we'll need more capacity, you know, because rail use just seems to be going up and up and up. For the last 20 years, you know, more and more people want to use the railway. And we have to plan for that and provide a decent system for those passengers who want to travel.
Bruce, thank you for your time this morning. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Futures.